Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Marie Dubuque is our guest, our good friend. Her website is youtube.com/Marie Dubuque, D-U-B-U-Q-U-E. Four U's in that last name. Marie, thanks again for being here. We're talking about helping folks get a job. And there's another angle to this job thing. We were talking about how so many people seem to be not – we have too many people – looking for jobs that aren't qualified, and they we got people who are looking for employees who can't find qualified people. Marie, we've run into a situation where we've interviewed people in their late 30s, 40s, maybe mid 40s, and they weren't qualified. We actually would hire a 25-year-old before we hired a 45-year-old. Now the 45-year-old had the business acumen, the behavior that we liked, but they didn't have the technical skills.
We got to combine them.
Well,
we
talked about the millennials last segment, but listen, we've got to talk to the older folks and say, look, if you want to get a job, even it doesn't matter what you're going to be doing. You're going to have to be associated with a computer somewhere, and it's hard to believe that there's a 45- or 50-year-old person out there today who doesn't have some tech skills, but there are.
Oh, my gosh. I spent all day trying to learn how
Facebook is,
to put
doesn't
together
qualify,
a YouTube thumbnail.
Knowing how to use Facebook doesn't qualify.
Right. I know. But there's so many great programs out there to get people tech savvy. I mean, you can learn, and we should be learning new things. So it's a matter of getting the, what do we call the, not the baby boomers, not the millennials, somewhere
the
in between.
Gen X.
Yeah, Gen Xers, get them more tech savvy and get
they are tech
more
savvy.
Communicative.
That is the tech savvy generation, but all of them aren't. That's the thing, and as I said, folks, I'm just talking about the knowing. My perspective is meeting them and talking to them and interviewing them, and if you know how to use Word and Excel and PowerPoint, put it on your resume.
Right.
If I'm looking at resumes and you don't have any technical programs that you know how to use, then that tells me I can't train you to do basic stuff on my website.
Right. And you know what I found that's really interesting is actual people don't look at resumes first. It goes through a computer and they look for these keywords.
Sometimes.
And so that's what I'm trying to get my son to do, is to get those keywords working on a resume right now for him, to take to the job fair. It's all very daunting when you're first starting, whether you're mid-career looking or whether you're right out of school. The whole process is daunting. And I have one more question for you. What is the first thing my son should say to, say, a prospective employer at a job fair? You shake hands. I want a job. Hello, I'm so-and-so. Hire me.
Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? But, one of the main things that I think I see people doing that's a big mistake that a lot of salespeople make. They don't ask for the business. If you need a job and you'd like to go to work for me and you interview with me, I want you to shake my hand and say, Mr. Blasingame, I'd like to come to work for you. Because you'd be amazed how many people will say, when can you start?
Oh, right.
You have to ask for the business. People aren't, I want to see somebody who, I mean, I've gotten the job more than once over the many years I've been around because I was persistent. And they said, well, you know what? You know, we might have to train him, but he sure wants this job. And you want people to do, and you've got to tell, one thing to remember a lot of people you're going to work for have been around the block a couple of times, and they don't want any nonsense. There's no nonsense. And not showing up on time is nonsense. Whining about the dress code is nonsense. Complaining about this or that is nonsense.
Right. Right.
Did you hear about the interns? Did you hear about the interns that complained about the dress code?
No.
They complained about dress code, and they signed a petition to try and gave it to the management, to the interns. The interns signed the petition to say we think you should change dress code. They called them in, and they thought they were going to be able to discuss their grievances. They called them in and fired them.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nonsense.
So ask for the job, accept constructive criticism, and dress well.
Well, yeah. You know what? Be respectful in your dress. That's the thing. That's the way to think about it. Be respectful. Put a tie on. Would it hurt you to put a tie on? A coat? Would it hurt you to put a coat and a tie on? If I knew I would never wear a coat and a tie for that company, I would put one on to go interview because it would show my respect.
Right.
That's what I would do. You can call me old school if you want to, but I promise you, it won't hurt you. I know it won't hurt you.
Basic common sense stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to tell them, and I will let you know how it goes.
Common sense and good behavior. Hey, Marie, give us the website again one more time, please.
It's youtube.com/MarieDubuque. Thank you so much for having me on.
Take care.
We'll see you next time.
Marie Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.